Good morning. This is John doing the Daily Inspirations. And just wanted to draw our attention to the Word of God this morning. I hope that you are blessed, that you're excited, life, God, and know that in the times that we live, that God will always be. God has made a way for us. Provide it what is needed for us. It is up to us to reach out by faith. Thank you. My thoughts go to the book of Malachi. In the beginning of the book, we see that God was rebuking the nation of Israel. In chapter 4, we see that he's talking about a day coming when unbelievers will be punished, and those who have not been obedient to God will be corrected. But this is a joyful day for believers. It's a very short chapter, so I'm just going to read it. It says, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But here, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as chaff of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In that day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, and with the statutes and judgments.
Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet
before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
And he shall turn the hearts of the
fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the father. Lest
I come might the earth with a curse." And I believe that's the
day that we are living in. We're living in a time when
the hearts of the fathers have
grown cold in a way, and
the hearts of the children are separated from their fathers. And I remember
a number
of years ago, my brother talking about this. But what do we do? What's the solution to God? Invite the Father. Invite the Father to come.
Because he wants
to heal for the sick. That's all I have for this morning.
I just wanted to
share this. I hope that you will both see the warning and that you will also see the light, the promise, and the faith.